And now, from the Kid Zone, it's Bedtime Adventures! 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 Hey, why is there an echo in here?
Echo in here. Echo in here.
Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening and welcome to the fifth day of Christmas, children. I hope you are as excited as I am. But we have a great Christmas tale lined up for you tonight, entitled Jack and the Pixie, A Christmas Story. So without any further ado, let us begin, shall we? And as you remember, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. In the charming town of Snowvale, nestled amidst the snow-covered mountains and frosted pine trees, a Christmas crime unfolded that threatened to tarnish the festive cheer. James, Jed, and Jace, three brothers with a penchant for adventure, found themselves entangled in a frosty mystery involving the disappearance of five golden rings known for their enchanted powers. Snowvale had long been a haven for magical artifacts, and the five golden rings were said to harness the spirit of Christmas itself. Each ring represented a different facet of the holiday: love, joy, peace, goodwill, and wonder. The rings had been displayed in the town's central square as a part of the cherished tradition, but on the eve of Christmas, they vanished without a trace. A mysterious frostiness lingered in the air, and rumors whispered that an angry Jack Frost was behind the heist. Jack Frost, usually a playful winter spirit, had turned bitter and resentful. The boys decided to investigate, their breath visible on the chilly night as they followed the frosty trail that led them through the heart of Snowvale. Their journey took them deep into the enchanted winter woods, where they stumbled upon an ice-covered cave. Inside, Jack Frost loomed, his eyes ablaze with an icy rage.
"Your town has forgotten the true magic of Christmas, and now it shall pay the price," Jack Frost declared.
The boys pleaded with Jack Frost, explaining that the disappearance of the golden rings had cast a shadow over the entire town. They convinced him that the true spirit of Christmas lay not in resentment, but in the unity of the community. Jack Frost, swayed by their words, looked down and then agreed to help uncover the true culprit behind the crime. Together, they followed a trail of frost that led to a mischievous pixie named Crystal, who had stolen the rings in an attempt to harness their magical powers for herself. They found Pixie high up in her small treehouse in the snow-covered pine forest.
"Please return the five golden rings, Crystal. We know you're up there," shouted Jet up into the trees.
And with that, the front door to her tiny treehouse burst open, and down she shot like a bullet, hovering over the bunch who stood wide-eyed.
"How dare you blame me for stealing the five golden rings? I don't have them. Now be gone with you all."
And with that, she shot back up towards her treehouse like an icy arrow. But Jack Frost was too quick. With a wave of his hand, a strong gust of snowy wind appeared and blew the pixie right back down to the foursome before she was able to get back inside.
"Now, Crystal, what did Santa say about telling the truth?"
Jack Frost asked her with a snowy smile.
"You're right. I have them. I'm sorry."
Crystal, realizing her mistake, confessed that she had been misguided by jealousy and a desire for recognition. Jack Frost, remembering the lessons he had learned earlier, encouraged the boys to show Crystal the true meaning of Christmas. So with the stolen rings recovered, the boys, Jack Frost, and the remorseful Pixie returned to Snowvale. The townspeople, initially fearful of Jack Frost's anger, witnessed a transformation as he apologized for his frosty behavior. The boys, inspired by the holiday spirit, forgave Crystal and welcomed her into the warmth of Snowvale's festivities. On Christmas morning, the golden rings were returned to their rightful place in the town square. And as the first rays of dawn touched Snowvale, the rings emitted a radiant glow, casting a magical aura over the entire town. Jack Frost, now a reformed and jolly winter spirit, sprinkled a layer of fresh snow over Snowvale, turning it into a winter wonderland. The townspeople, grateful for the resolution of the Christmas crime, celebrated the holiday with a newfound appreciation for the bonds of friendship, forgiveness, and the enchanting magic that resided in their snowy haven. Well, well, well then, it appears as if little Jackie Frost had a change of heart. I hope you enjoyed our story tonight. And I wonder, what's going to happen on the sixth day of Christmas? I guess we'll have to tune in and find out on the next episode of Bedtime Adventures, Adventures, Adventures. Ha, 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 ha.